All right, buckle up, everyone, because today we're diving headfirst into the quantum realm.
Sounds exciting.
It is. Our listeners wanted to explore the mind-blowing world of quantum physics and all the ways it could reshape our future. And to guide our journey, we've got the quantum revolution as our trusty map.
A fantastic choice. It's a field that often feels, well, kind of mysterious.
Right.
But in reality, it's already impacting your life in countless ways, even if you don't realize it.
Okay, so let's peel back those layers. The quantum revolution kicks off with a smart move taking us back in time.
Yeah, I like how it starts there.
It's mind-blowing to think that pioneers like Planck and Einstein over a century ago were already wrestling with these groundbreaking ideas.
And amazing.
And those ideas basically laid the groundwork for the tech we use every single day.
It really highlights how those seemingly abstract theories from way back when have incredibly real consequences for us right now.
For sure. And for our future, too. It really makes you wonder, like, what everyday things we take for granted now will seem totally ancient to people 100 years from now because of quantum physics.
You know, it makes you think.
Speaking of mind-blowing, the book jumps into Schrödinger's cat.
Ah. Yes.
And it's not just a quirky physics meme, right? It illustrates this thing called superposition.
Which is where things start to get really, really interesting.
Okay, so superposition.
Yeah.
Along with this other thing called entanglement.
Right.
They really challenge how we normally think about reality.
Absolutely. It's almost like imagining a coin spinning in the air, and before it lands, it's both heads and tails at the same time. That's kind of like superposition.
So instead of just heads or air tails, it's in this, like, blurry in-between state.
Exactly. It's existing in multiple states all at once. And then there's entanglement, where two particles are linked no matter how far apart they are. Like, imagine those two spinning coins again. But now their fates are totally connected. If one lands on heads, the other instantly lands on tails, even if they're miles apart. It's like the spooky connection that just doesn't make sense with how we normally think about space and time.
Okay, so I get how these concepts are mind-bending.
For sure.
But how does all of this translate into technology that's going to, like, really change our lives?
That's where quantum computing comes in, which the book refers to as the rock star of the quantum world.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's not just about building faster computers. It's about completely new ways to solve problems.
I read about these things called qubits. They're like the building blocks of quantum computers, right?
They are.
What makes them so special compared to the bits in our normal computers?
It's a total game changer. Classical computers, they use bits which can be either a zero or a one, right?
Right.
But a qubit, thanks to superposition, it can be both zero and one at the same time. It's like that spinning coin again, until you stop it. It's both possibilities. And this allows these quantum computers to tackle problems in ways that classical computers just never could.
So it's like a computer that can explore every single path in a maze all at once.
Exactly. Instead of going down one path at a time. And that unlocks incredible potential for things like cracking codes that would take regular computers millions of years, simulating those complex molecules to create new medicines, or optimizing huge systems like traffic flow or even financial markets.
It's incredible.
Right. Companies like IBM, Google, they're pouring tons of resources into this. And we're already starting to see those real-world applications, which the book dives into.
It makes you wonder what problems we haven't even thought of yet that these quantum computers could solve.
Absolutely.
And then there's the quantum internet. The book makes it sound like the internet on warp speed.
It really is. And it's all thanks to entanglement.
Right.
It's not just about speed, though, although it will be incredibly fast. Like, imagine information just zipping around the globe instantly.
Wow.
The book talks about a future where things like security breaches are a thing of the past, because quantum entanglement, at least theoretically, would make this quantum internet basically unhackable.
So, no more hackers.
Think about it. Totally seamless global collaboration, real-time data sharing that could revolutionize healthcare. Imagine doctors around the world collaborating on your case instantly as if they were all in the same room.
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But all this power,
yeah,
it makes you wonder, are there downsides? I mean, if this technology is that powerful, could it also be used for bad things?
Definitely. Any powerful technology has the potential to be misused. I mean, take encryption, right?
Oh, yeah.
The same tech that could make it unbreakable could also be used to crack existing security systems. That's why the book really stresses the importance of responsible development and really thinking about those ethical implications from the start.
That makes sense. Progress without safeguards is, well, kind of scary.
It can have unintended consequences, that's for sure.
So we've talked about quantum computers and the internet, but the book also mentions how quantum mechanics is being used to understand life itself.
Quantum biology.
Yes, quantum biology. It says there's even evidence that birds use quantum mechanics to navigate.
It's pretty incredible. There's this idea of a quantum compass in their eyes that allows them to sense the Earth's magnetic field. It's something classical physics just can't fully explain.
So they have like a built-in GPS.
Basically. And it's a great example of how quantum mechanics isn't just about this futuristic technology. It's woven into the very fabric of life. It's happening all around us, even in nature.
That is so cool. Like, I'm looking at birds in a whole new light now, you know,
Yeah.
knowing they have this secret quantum power.
I know, right?
So what other things are happening in quantum biology?
Well, researchers are looking into how these quantum effects influence things like photosynthesis, how plants convert sunlight into energy. There's even speculation about quantum processes playing a role in our brains, which is a whole other mind-blowing thing.
So quantum physics is not just about computers and technology. It's about understanding the basic building blocks of life itself.
Exactly.
And speaking of building blocks, the book talks about scientists creating these completely new materials at the quantum level, right?
Yeah. The book calls it Building the Future, Atom by Atom. Scientists are manipulating matter at its tiniest level, essentially making materials with properties we've never seen before.
So, like, what kind of properties?
Well, think about superconductors, materials that can conduct electricity with zero resistance. That means no energy loss at all.
No energy loss. Wow.
Imagine what that could do for our energy grid.
That would be revolutionary.
Yeah.
No more wasted energy, everything running at peak efficiency. It sounds almost too good to be true.
It does, doesn't it? And then there are quantum dots. These are tiny semiconductors with huge potential for solar panels and medical imaging. And then there are metamaterials.
Okay, what are those?
Metamaterials are engineered to have properties that you just don't find in nature. They could revolutionize aerospace design. They could even lead to, and this is going to sound crazy, invisibility cloaks.
Invisibility cloaks, like Harry Potter stuff.
It might sound like science fiction, but scientists are making progress in manipulating light and sound waves using these metamaterials. They can create cloaking effects. We're really on the edge of a new era in material science. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, now my brain is officially overloaded. Invisibility
I
cloaks.
know, it's wild.
It's incredible to think about how these quantum materials could change everything. We could solve the energy crisis, create new medical treatments, and even bend light to make ourselves invisible. But it also makes you think
About what?
about the implications.
Yeah.
Like, how do we make sure these technologies are used ethically? How do we make sure everyone benefits, not just a select few?
Absolutely. It's a great point, and the book really highlights these ethical challenges. It stresses the need for careful consideration and planning to make sure the benefits of these quantum technologies are available to everybody.
It's a reminder that we can't just focus on the wow factor without thinking about the potential consequences.
Exactly.
Okay, well, all of this is definitely a lot to take in.
It is, for sure.
But before we jump ahead to the future, let's take a pause and let all of this sink in for a bit.
Sounds good.
All right, so we're back and ready to continue our deep dive into the quantum realm. Before we took a pause, you were telling us about the road ahead. That's the last chapter of the quantum revolution, right?
Yep, that's the one. And it doesn't just throw out predictions, it gives us this glimpse into a future that's being shaped by these incredible quantum technologies.
So, like, a future where we could see major breakthroughs in medicine, energy, communication, maybe even how we understand consciousness itself.
You got it.
Okay, so are we talking flying cars and teleportation here? What kind of mind-blowing stuff does the book actually predict?
Maybe not flying cars just yet, but it does predict some pretty incredible leaps forward in quantum computing power. Like, imagine quantum computers that are so powerful they can actually simulate complex molecules.
Wow.
Think about it. That would totally revolutionize things like drug development and material science.
Yeah.
It would be like having this virtual laboratory where you can design and test new things at the atomic level.
That's wild. No more trial and error in the lab. You just designed the perfect drug or material right from the start.
Right.
What about the quantum internet? Any hints about how that might change our lives?
Picture a world where these quantum networks connect entire cities and then countries.
Okay.
And eventually they span the whole globe. We're talking instantaneous, totally secure communication on a scale we can barely even imagine right now.
Wow.
The book suggests things like global financial markets, scientific collaboration. They could completely transform.
I'm trying to picture what that would even look like having real-time data sharing across the entire world.
I bet it would change healthcare too, right? Didn't you mention earlier that quantum biology could lead to personalized medicine?
It could. The book dives into that. Imagine getting diagnoses and treatments that are tailored to your unique genetic makeup.
Okay.
Maximizing effectiveness, minimizing side effects. It would be like having healthcare that's customized down to the molecular level.
It sounds incredible, like something straight out of Star Trek.
It really does.
But it also makes you think about, well, access. Like, will everyone have access to this kind of personalized healthcare?
That's a really good point. And it's something the book addresses. It talks about these ethical challenges that come along with these huge technological leaps.
Yeah.
It emphasizes the need for careful planning to make sure that everyone benefits from the quantum revolution, not just a select few.
For sure. We can't just get swept up in all the excitement without thinking about the potential downsides too, right?
Absolutely. Well, the book also mentions collaboration, right?
Yeah.
Like scientists working with engineers, entrepreneurs, policymakers.
Yeah, it talks about that a lot. The Road Ahead chapter really emphasizes that unlocking the full potential of these quantum technologies is going to take a real team effort.
Okay.
Imagine what's possible when you bring brilliant minds from different fields together.
Right, like break down those walls between different areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Seems like that's where real innovation happens. But what about for those of us who aren't scientists or engineers?
Right.
How can we prepare for this quantum-powered future?
The book talks a lot about staying curious.
Mm.
You don't have to be a quantum physicist to understand the basics.
Right.
You can explore online resources, go to public lectures, even just have discussions about these technologies with your friends and family.
So stay curious, stay informed, stay engaged. Got it.
Exactly.
But I got to ask, what about the big questions?
Like what?
You know, the ones that keep philosophers and physicists up at night. Things like, what is reality?
Yeah.
What is consciousness? How did the universe begin? Does the book touch on any of that?
It does. It hints at the idea that quantum physics could actually change how we think about consciousness itself.
Whoa. Okay. What do you mean?
Well, there are some theories out there that suggest that consciousness itself might be a quantum phenomenon.
So, like, our thoughts, our feelings, our very essence could be intertwined with the quantum world.
It's a mind-blowing idea, and there's a lot of debate about it.
Huh.
But it's a really fascinating area of exploration, and it could have implications for all kinds of fields, like neuroscience and psychology.
It's like we've gone from exploring the vastness of the universe to looking inward at the depths of our own minds and realizing they might be more connected than we thought.
It's all connected.
It is a lot to think about, and it's both exciting and kind of unsettling.
Definitely. But that's what makes this quantum revolution so compelling. It's not just about new gadgets and technology. It's about expanding how we understand what's even possible. It's about pushing the boundaries of knowledge and our place in the universe.
It's true. It's a good reminder that the more we learn, the more we realize how much we don't know.
Exactly.
And that's what makes exploration so exciting, you know? Mm-hmm. There's always something new to discover.
There is. And that brings us to the final thought I want to leave you with today.
Okay, I'm ready.
The quantum revolution, it's not just about changing technology. It's about changing ourselves. It's about embracing that curiosity, questioning what we think we know, and never stopping exploring the mysteries of the universe. Because who knows what incredible discoveries are waiting for us just around the corner.
That's a great point and a perfect note to end on. But before we wrap up this incredible deep dive, let's take a quick pause to gather our thoughts. We'll be back in a moment to offer some final reflections.
Welcome back. It feels like we've traveled through the entire quantum universe in these last two parts. It has been quite a journey.
So we've covered everything from those mind-bending basics of quantum mechanics to the future-shaping potential of quantum technologies.
Right.
Now, let's zoom out a bit and see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
What does it all actually mean? What are the key takeaways we should be thinking about as we move into this quantum-powered future?
It's been amazing to see how quantum physics is so much more than some abstract theory stuck in a lab somewhere.
Yeah.
It's this force that's shaping our lives in huge ways.
Whether we realize it or not.
Exactly.
It's like we've been given this new lens to see the world. you know? And we're realizing that there's this whole hidden quantum reality underlying everything we see and experience.
That's one of the most important things to remember. Quantum physics isn't just about futuristic technology. It's about understanding the very fabric of reality. It's about recognizing that the universe works in ways that often just don't make sense with our everyday intuition.
So it's not just about knowing the facts, it's about changing our whole perspective.
Absolutely. It's about embracing that sense of wonder, realizing there's always more to learn, always more to discover. It's about being open to the possibility that the universe is far stranger and more wondrous than we could ever imagine.
You know, something that really hit me throughout this whole deep dive is this idea that we're all participants in this quantum revolution, whether we're scientists or not. It's not just something happening in labs somewhere. It's going to affect all of us.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why it's so important to be part of the conversation, you know, to stay informed and think about how these technologies will shape our future. The book talks about how this isn't just about science. It's about society. It's about ethics. It's about making sure the benefits of this quantum revolution are shared by everyone, not just a select few.
It's a good reminder that we all have a part to play in building this quantum-powered future, right? Mm-hmm. And to make sure it's a future that benefits everyone.
Exactly. And that brings me to my final thought. It's something the book kind of hints at in the conclusion.
Okay, what is it?
The book suggests that quantum physics might not only change our technologies and how we see the universe, but it might also change how we understand ourselves.
Okay, what do you mean?
It talks about how consciousness itself might actually be a quantum phenomenon.
Whoa. So our thoughts, our feelings, our very essence could all be tied to this quantum world.
It's a pretty bold idea, and of course it's still being debated, but it opens up some really interesting possibilities. It has implications for how we think about the human mind, consciousness, maybe even the nature of reality itself.
It's mind-blowing. We've gone from exploring the vastness of the universe to looking inward into our own minds and realizing that maybe they're connected in ways we never imagined.
It really is amazing.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you'd want our listeners to take away from all of this?
I'd say stay curious, question everything, and never stop exploring. The quantum revolution is not just about technology. It's about expanding our minds. It's about pushing those boundaries of what we think we know and reimagining what's possible. Who knows what incredible discoveries are still out there waiting for us?
That's a fantastic point to end on. A call to action for all of us to keep those minds open and keep exploring. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey. And until next time, keep those neurons firing and keep searching for knowledge.